Trust, a non-profit, non-political, and non-sectarian organization on the roster of the Economic and Social Council of the United Nations, and concerned with the establishment of world cooperation and goodwill, presents Inner Sight with your host, Robert Anderson. He, with Sarah and Dale McKechnie, President and Vice President of Lucis Trust, will discuss philosophical and spiritual topics essential to everyday life. Now here's your host, Robert Anderson.
Welcome. Inner sight is simply seeing that which is always present, but not yet fully recognized. You have, within you, the ability to see yourself and the world around you in a new way, with new eyes. So, stay with us, and together we'll look at the world and ourselves with inner sight. Our topic for today is Service and the Soul, Part 3. And I'd like to give some credit to Alice Bailey, the founder of the Lucis Trust organization. The main inspiration from for the dialogue that you hear on this show comes from the works of Alice Bailey, as does the following quote. Service is the spontaneous effect of soul contact. It's a soul urge, the outstanding characteristic of the soul. Why is service so necessary for spiritual growth?
It's necessary because it's obeying a spiritual law. There is something called the law of service, which we talked about in previous programs. And the law I'm speaking about is one that says, in effect, that all effort, all aspiration to grow spiritually, to develop as a human being and to achieve greater potential and a wider expansion of consciousness and a finer quality, all of that has to be done with the idea that what one receives through that effort will then be shared. You cannot keep energy, particularly spiritual energy, for yourself, for your own enlightenment and aggrandizement. You can't develop spiritually so that you'll be more pleased with yourself, or so that those around you will be impressed and treat you as the superior human being you have become. That's breaking a spiritual law. Growth in consciousness, approach to the soul, has to be done so that one can be a contributing unit within the whole, so that one can give more. And in sharing, you're obeying that law.
Right. Actually, service, it says, releases the energy of the heart. It awakens the heart center. Not the physical heart so much as the heart center. And that's the major center of love. And that is what is released when one actually serves in a selfless way with one at the center of the service, but in a way that releases that energy outward away from yourself.
And we've talked about the heart center before. That's the center that responds to the awakening of what the writings of Alice Bailey call group consciousness. It's the center that awakens as one begins to realize that one is not an island or a planet within the solar system, an isolated unit, but in fact one lives within a much larger life, starting with the fact that one lives within humanity, and we think of ourselves as isolated, separated individuals, not necessarily isolated, but separated and independent. And we are in the physical sense, but in the spiritual sense, we are interconnected. And we've talked about that quite a lot. The heart center awakens as that realization dawns, and service stimulates the heart center. Service responds to the fact that we are interrelated. You could say those components all act upon each other.
And it releases, as we said, it releases the energy through the heart, and it also helps to raise the energies of the lower centers from the solar plexus in particular. And that's a very powerful center, and It's really the kind of the center for the self-centeredness of the individual, and it lifts, it enables that energy to raise, to be raised up to the higher center, which is the heart center, and from there it is released through outward service, and that is the primary way of bringing through the energies of the soul, because it awakens the channel directly to the soul.
There's a statement in the writings of Alice Bailey that I've always loved that applies to what you're saying. It's very simple. It says, "It is the will of God to love and serve." And as we obey that will through loving and serving, we are cooperating with the whole thrust of the evolutionary force of life. And yet, this service that we are supposed to render cannot be done out of a sense of, well, this will make me grow spiritually, or this will be good for me, or this will advance me in my spiritual path. If that's the reason you are serving, then you're going to stumble because you're not approaching the path of service with the right motivation. And there's a word that occurs a lot in the writings of Alice Bailey linked to service. It's spontaneity. It has to be a spontaneous response to need on any level of life. A lot of people probably think of service as an activity, something you do. And yes, much service is something done. It's an action, an activity. But there are many levels of life on which you can serve. You can serve emotionally, mentally, spiritually, through the radiation of energy, and we'll be talking about that in a while. All of this is done spontaneously in response to need. And probably some of our listeners can probably figure out that this is where you can get into trouble. Because if you don't have that intuitive, heartfelt sense of the need that is in front of you that another human being or a situation is presenting, then you respond out of your own baggage, your own limitations, and you might respond inappropriately.
There's a relationship here with the word urge.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the urge to satisfy desire is the basic urge of the personality life, the person who is focused entirely in his form, as we say, or in the personality life. But there is an equally an urge to serve is an equally basic urge of the soul. I mean, the soul as this individual, which is who we are essentially, its basic urge is to serve the plan of God, and to serve the higher spiritual principles of the plan, to bring those principles into the physical world. So you have to kind of differentiate where this urge is coming from. Is it just your own glamorous personality that wants to serve and be important, or is it coming from a deeper source and from the soul, and is it more spontaneous in that respect?
Yeah, there are many reasons that we serve. Many people might begin by wanting to put the world straight, wanting to put things right as we think it should be. And we learn in doing that kind of service that we can often be quite wrong, that the way we would put the world right wouldn't necessarily be correct at all. And through experimentation and through gradually gaining a sense of this urge that you're talking about, we begin to respond more from the soul's vision, which is always a recognition of the whole and of seeing our little life within that greater whole. Everything then is done in perfect balance and equilibrium and harmony, and not with the inappropriate overemphasis of some aspect that might cause a disruption of the energy flow.
Yes, and it goes back to that word spontaneous that you mentioned earlier, where an urge to serve is expressed in a spontaneous way, then you can be pretty sure it does come from the soul.
And from
without,
the heart.
Without concern for the self or a lot of preconditions put upon it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For those people who just tuned in, you're listening to Inner Sight, and our topic for today is Service and the Soul, Part 3. We appreciate any support you've given us in the past. Your financial support is what keeps us on the air, what pays for these radio shows. And donations, both large and small, are welcome. And although we certainly appreciate any large donations you may send, very often it's the small donations adding up that seem to be cumulative and pay for the show. So thanks again for your support, and please continue to do that, to support us financially so that we can remain on the air. If you'd like to donate to Lucis Trust to support the radio shows, please send any donations to the following address. Make the check or money order out to Lucis Trust, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. And today also we have a discount for you, and that comes in the form of free shipping, but you have to order the book. If you'd like to order the book Serving Humanity by Alice Bailey, Alice Bailey is the founder of the Lucis Trust organization, and she wrote 24 volumes of literature upon which this the show is based. But if you'd like to explore further or go deeper into this particular subject, order by mail, and you would send your check or money order for $16, and that's a discount because ordinarily we add shipping onto that, and shipping today is quite substantial. So that would be a check or money order, and you have to mention Inner Sight, by the way. Make sure you mention Inner Sight, that you heard about this on Inner Sight, and you'll mail the check or money order to Lucis, L-U-C-I-S is Lucis, Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Once again, that would be a check or money order for $16, and also a little note saying that you heard it on you heard about this on Inner Sight, and you would mail the $16 check or money order to Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. Its zip code again is 10005. And mention the title of the book, Serving Humanity, by Alice Bailey. I'd like to return to our show and continue about service. Do we have any more that we can say about service today?
Well, maybe I could follow up with just a little comment on the book you were mentioning, Serving Humanity. That was one of the first books by Alice Bailey that I mm-hmm. ever read. And it's a good introduction to her writings for people who might feel they don't have the time to read her books. People's lives are so busy today. Serving Humanity is what we call a compilation of extracts from the original 24 books that she wrote. So it's composed of a paragraph or two on many different topics related to service, and it's a good book to keep by your bedside table to read a paragraph before going to sleep at night, and you can think about it, or if in the morning if you have 10 minutes that you can spare for quiet time, you might want to read a paragraph from it. Anyway, gradually through a spiritual awakening, the consciousness expands, and this has to be released in service. That's what we were talking about, because it is part of the law of the way the soul develops and molds its instrument, the human being. One interesting thought that our listeners might not have thought of is that the soul came into incarnation. We are here because of the soul's urge to serve. The soul would be much more content, I'm sure, on its own level, not dealing with the personality and the physical instrument, but for the redemption of the world and the perfection of the manifested world, souls come into incarnation over and over again. The writings of Alice Bailey say that the soul doesn't come into incarnation in order to perfect itself. On its own level, it's already perfect. It comes into the world to serve the plan. And by coming into the world, I mean taking a physical form through birth. So the very act of our being born was a declaration of the soul's intention to serve. And each of us is here for a reason. We have as many different reasons and purposes as there are 6 billion of us on Earth at this time. And each one of us has to figure out for ourselves, why am I here? Not to make $1 million this year, not to buy that Humvee I saw, or to get that 3-car garage. You're here to serve, to somehow bring love and light into the world.
And there is a relationship, I think, with the word perfection, because even though it isn't our own perfection that is required here, it is bringing the world and society and the environment in which we live into a more perfect state.
A more perfect expression of the divine idea,
right,
we could say.
Yeah, and it's being sensitive to that inner spiritual higher impressions of the divine, and then bringing through those ideas and manifesting them and creating them in the physical world and making it, this world, a more beautiful place and a more harmonious place.
And of course that very high goal has to be approached by every responsive human being. It can't be done by a few or by one or two groups or by only a certain segment of the population. It needs all of us, because the plan for our world includes every level of life and every aspect of life, not only in the human kingdom, but in the animal, vegetable, and mineral kingdoms. So everyone, regardless of where they stand on the path, has some contribution they can make. And what that might be, no one else can tell you. You have to somehow figure it out for yourself. It might mean establishing more loving relationships within the family. It might mean maintaining a better home that will raise children who will become more contributing citizens. It might mean serving in a form of government, if one has the capacity. The range of service spans everything from the great acts of world servers down to the person who lives a life of integrity on a very humble level.
And the service that one does perform in the world often is related to the particular qualities and energies of which they're made. And all of us are a combination of many energies and forces, and those are often what direct us into a certain station in life or a certain profession. And that's where we find the best way to serve.
On the other hand, we shouldn't wait to serve until we've figured out what our talents and our capacities are, or we might never begin. Because I think a lot of people don't really know themselves all that well. They have an idea of themselves and of what they think their strengths and weaknesses are, but they might be surprised in actually beginning to serve what will awaken within them. Because there's a statement in the writings of Alice Bailey that says, service releases the soul's quality. And I like to think of service as kind of like a valve that opens up a flood of spiritual energy. As you give, you somehow open yourself to receiving still more so that you can give again. This is the law of the distribution of energy, whether we're talking about money or about pure spiritual energy. As you give, you receive more so that you can give again. And in serving, in giving, you release more and more of the soul's qualities so that you can give still more. You might be surprised what attributes or capacities develop within you as you respond out of a spontaneous urge to give.
And don't be surprised if what results from this is a greater sense of joy,
mm-hmm.
because that is said to be one of the true characteristics of the soul, is joy, pure joy, not just not just happiness that of you know,
personal satisfaction
yeah. and the desire, but it's pure joy. It's something of a very deep nature that one gains when one lets go of the self, when one releases the focus on the self and realizes that a greater service has been performed here, and a need has been filled, and it's that kind of joy that results from that.
I wonder, this might be going a little far for some people's tastes, but the kind of joy you're talking about, I think it was experienced on September 11th. And what I mean, I hope people aren't shocked by my saying that, what I mean is that in the midst of that profound tragedy, there was a great beauty of that day in seeing how people responded to each other and how unselfish and self-sacrificing and caring people were for utter strangers. I think there's a kind of joy in realizing what we are capable of in times of such extremity. I mentioned the word extremity before. The extremity of need releases something within human beings that might otherwise never be called forth. And it's a sign of what we are capable of. We want to become more and more of that open-hearted, sharing person.
Yes, I agree with that entirely. And I think was the quality that was released that day. There was a lot of love, and it was pure soul energy that came forth from that experience. But it's too bad that we only experience this great outpouring of love in times of tragedy, in times of crisis like that, and that isn't the reason why these tragedies have to happen or do happen. But from these experiences, we can see, we can learn how much more we're capable of.
And you can see from these kinds of examples how far this kind of service is from the more typical idea of serving as being a busybody or meddling in other people's affairs or being a do-gooder. Those kinds of interfering actions that want to tell other people what they should be doing have nothing to do with service. It's not oriented in the right direction because you're focused on putting somebody else straight, whereas true service of the soul is the release of an abundance within you that will find its own channels, just like the release of water finds its own channels. You don't need to direct it. It'll go where it can. That's how the soul serves. Just let the love and light out, and it'll find its own channels and reach the targets that are available.
We invite you to order the book upon which this show is based, and the title of that book is Serving Humanity. It's by Alice Bailey. And it's at a discount this week, and all you have to do to get that discount is you have to mention that you heard the offer mentioned on Inner Sight, and we'll be happy to give you the discount. The discount comes in the form of free shipping. So to order the book, just order by mail, and that would be a check or a money order for $16 to Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. That's Lucis, L-U-C-I-S, Lucis Publishing Company, 120 Wall Street, New York, New York, 10005. You've been listening to Inner Sight. Now we would like to close with a world prayer called the Great Invocation. It's a call for light and love and goodwill to flow into the world and into our hearts. Let's listen for a moment to these powerful words.
From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into human minds. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into human hearts. May the coming one return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide all little human wills, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the human race, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.